Would you turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 22. Mark, 11th chapter, verse 22, just a couple or two or three verses. So I was in my office last night. The Holy Spirit was just dealing with me about the scripture, about the direction of the message this morning. And it's different than what I have in the past, but let me read the scripture and proceed. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And I want to stop right there. To have mountain-moving power, we need mountain-moving faith. And as I was meditating, sitting there last night, I was thinking about just things in general, and you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong today. That song says, you can talk about world conditions, you can talk about all that's gone wrong, but I'm going to sing me a song. And we can bemoan all the situations that are facing us, and they are real, and we don't minimize those things. But we have a God who is above all, and a God who is powerful this morning. And it seems to me he wants to encourage us to have faith in him. Brother Chuck made a comment this morning in the Bible class about how the Lord spoke to him in a service just recently. And he says, do you trust me? And I say, Lord, help us, let our trust, our faith arise in you. And the question that the Lord posed to me was, what does answered prayer look like? And that's the theme and the title of this message. What does answered prayer look like? And you might expect me to go to various verses in the scriptures and recite and tell you about what God did. But you would be wrong. Not that those aren't important, but we know them. But I want to go more contemporary. I want to talk about what answered prayer looks like to this congregation. We heard Sister Michelle Illig's testimony several weeks ago, how she came from a different faith, how she met her husband, Mark, at college. Came back, they got married, settled here, came to this church, different from the faith she was raised in. And she struggled because she was devout, as we know the story. And she struggled with this. Is this the truth? Is this what God is saying? Is this what God has for me? And she asked the question, and God confirmed his work. One Sunday morning, I believe it was, she came down to the altar and surrendered her life to the Lord. And she began to pray for the Holy Ghost, the baptism. And her prayers, oh, we love to pray around her because her prayers were so positive and so sweet. Then she got pregnant with her last child, Meg. And in our humanity, our carnal mind said, oh, no, this is going to stop her from praying. She's not going to be able to pray. She's going to be tied up with a baby. Didn't slow her down at all. She continued to pray, and one Sunday morning at the end of the service, she kept praying, and the Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost right back there, right behind Sister, where my Sister Marie sits. Lord baptized her with the Holy Ghost. What does answered prayer look like? Brother Mark was in the hospital last year, I believe it was, serious COVID situation. And as I remember, they were giving him a drug, Remdesivir, I believe it was, that they found out later was almost suicidal, almost death. Causes the organs to shut down. People go on the ventilator and then die. One young nurse came into his room one night and said, God's going to heal you, and prayed over him. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord healed him. Praise God. He's here this morning. Praise the Lord. What does answered prayer look like? Sister Janet's husband, Jim, went in for a serious heart valve replacement in February. And all kind of complications developed. Bleeding. Was on a heart machine. Nearly lost him a couple of times. 49 days in the hospital and in rehab. He went home and is recuperating. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My cousin Larry, diagnosed with a malignant tumor, kidney. The Lord delivered him, healed him. Well, someone would say, well, Brother Ron, what about the doctors? Are you minimizing the doctors in this? No, we're not minimizing. Thank God for the doctors. It was God that gave the doctors the wisdom to do what they do. Amen. Amen. But we've seen it where the doctors do everything right. The doctors prescribe the right medication. They do amazing surgeries, and yet the patient dies. So in the end, who is the healer? Jesus, amen, it's Jesus. What does answered prayer look like? Our brother Tony, having severe back problems. Remember, we were there in the hospital for someone else. And Jim, his brother, wheeled him in, and he was having just severe pains, and they checked him out. We prayed for him. Turned out he had a malignant tumor in his kidney. We found it by accident. No, it was God's hand. God brought him to that point so he could be healed. And the Lord has delivered him. Praise God. I think of Jess and Maria. Doctor said, you can't have any children. Oh, no, it's not possible. And we got three beautiful children running around. And Bella and Wade and Lily. Praise the Lord. I think of Brother Rusty and Sister Cindy's daughter and son-in-law, Jessica and Taylor. Tried to have a child for a long time. Finally resolved, well, we're just going to have to go through the adoption process, which is difficult and time-consuming and expensive. And lo and behold, she comes there up expecting a baby, and little Mara is here today, praise God. What does answered prayer look like, my brother and sister? Oh, praise God. Brother Al Adelini, Brother Brian's father, was in the Army. And I had to go back to my notes. But these names were coming before me like a movie reel last night as I was sitting there. And I was recalling the stories. And he'd gotten away from the Lord. Pastor's grandson got away from the Lord, though. He was in the Army, and they were clearing a road. His platoon was clearing a road in Germany. And they came to the crown of the road, and these German 88s zeroed in on their location and started shelling all around them. Bombs burst in front of him and behind him, killed the men in front of him, the man behind him. The young men that jumped into the ditch on the side of the road, they all were killed. Al's in the middle of the street, middle of the road. Nothing, he was feeling himself, see if there was any blood. Nothing touched him. He promised the Lord, Lord, if you save me, I'll serve you. And that lasted till he got home. He got away from God. Forgot about the promise he made. Our founding pastor, Brother Ottolini, the Lord revealed to him by the Holy Spirit the conversation he and God had. And he got a hold of Al, and he says, Al, he says, remember the promise you made to the Lord? Remember what you said to the Lord? Oh, praise God. The Lord touched him, the Lord changed him, and the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. I think of Brother Steve's grandfather, Leon. The family lived in Louisiana. This story, it thrills me every time I think of it. His family lived in Louisiana, and some of the family members had matriculated up to St. Louis, were staying here. He came to visit them. And through his Uncle Buster, he heard about this church. His Uncle Buster was raised in a different faith and got disillusioned and left. And he heard about this church. And when he was here in St. Louis, he visited the church, was touched by the gospel message. Touched by the gospel message. Went back home. And the family recounts many nights after a hard day on the farm, he would get his Model T and drive around trying to find a church that preached the same gospel that touched his soul. Now today we got Google, we got the iPhones, and you can find places and know. There was no Google, no iPhones. You had to run around, drive around and find them. Couldn't find a place. Couldn't find a place. In 1948, he was diagnosed with cancer. Decided at that time, the Lord moved on him to move his family to St. Louis. Can you imagine uprooting a family from another state? Brought him to St. Louis, where they could hear the word of God. Oh my God, when I think about it, how marvelous. What does answered prayer look like? The family came. The farm did well that year. He was able to pay off the debts, finance the trip to St. Louis. And the family stayed with different relatives while they were here in St. Louis. But work was hard to find. And there was the family, the kid, the boys were getting disgruntled. They couldn't find work. Wanted to go back to Louisiana. 1948. What happened in 1949? Holy Ghost revival hit the church. His mom got baptized with the Holy Ghost next to her mom, her mom. His brothers, sisters got baptized with the Holy Ghost. Do you realize if that wouldn't have happened, Brother Steve wouldn't be here, Sister Cindy and their family. Brother Mark and his family wouldn't be here. Brother Vince and his family, young Vince and his family wouldn't be here. What does answered prayer look like? Oh, how marvelous. How wonderful. What a God we serve this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How God works in mysterious ways. I think of Brother Cal's mom, Sister Catherine, was faithful. Her and her husband, Emil, all their lives. In her last 6 years, she was suffering ill health, congestive heart failure. And it was, I think, 2012, if I'm not mistaken, she was taken to the hospital, severe stomach problems. And she was weak in condition. The doctors came back with a terrific, terrible choice. Told Cal and his sister Judith, here's the options. She can go through a surgery, which is risky. She may not make it, or you can put her in hospice, which was a sentence of death. And Cal, Brother Ron, Brother Mel, what do we do? We prayed. One morning, Brother Mel went to the hospital early and prayed with Cal and his mom. And she sat up. She came to and sat up. And she said, I want what the Lord wants. And went back into a coma like. But Cal, what do we do? What does God want? A few hours later during the day, she perked up and came awake. And she told Cal, I want the operation. Don't worry, everything's going to be all right. And you know what? The Lord brought her through the operation and she went to rehab and she lived a couple more months. But that terrible decision, that terrible burden was taken off of their shoulders. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think of Brother John's father. Later in his military service. Now, this congregation didn't know him at that time. I want you to understand that. We didn't know who John was. But he was taken in the Battle of the Bulge, was captured, and was marched between the Belgium and German and Luxembourg borders, marched 20 to 25 miles in one of the hardest winters they had in Europe. Soldiers were dying right and left. They huddled together at night, sleep in the barns or however, grab hold on to each other for body heat so they could stay alive. In the morning, they wake up, a few more soldiers would be dead. And John, by his own words, told us, he said, I was so weakened and in a condition and I fell down. And a German soldier said, let him lay there. He's going to die anyway. Let him lay there. And two British soldiers picked him up and put him on a cart and carried him the rest of the way to the prison of war camp, where he eventually was freed, suffered terrific frostbite in his legs, came back home, met his future wife, Antoinette, who was a member of the church, came to church. The Lord saved him, filled him with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. If that wouldn't have happened, Brother John wouldn't be here today. Amen? Well, Brother Ron, what prayer? You know when we pray for the lost, we mention in our prayers, Lord, reach to the lost. We don't have names in our mind. We don't know who we're praying for. We don't know who God's going to touch. But those are the names that God is touching. Those prayers mean something, my brother and sister. Those prayers touch the heart of God, and he already knows what he's going to do. But he's energized by those prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. I remember our late sister, Jo Parisotto, suffered adversity in her marriage early with the death of her first child, a son. And she developed toxemia. And she began to swell. I remember Brother Lewis relating this story, our late pastor, and Brother Leonard, the pastor before him, they went there to pray for her. The doctor came out and he says, well, I've done all I can do. See what you can do. With that kind of attitude. And they said, doctor, all we can do is pray. And they said, as they were praying for her, the nurse observed the swelling in her body began to subside. And the Lord healed her and delivered her. She had two beautiful children after that, Arlene and Karen. Oh, praise God. What does answered prayer look like? I remember our late sister, Betty Graceffa, Brother Vince's sister-in-law, her and his late wife, Sue, were close to Betty and her husband passed away. And he stayed after her and took care of her home and cut grass and did various things. Invited her to church, and she said, oh no. She was raised in a different faith. Oh no. And one time he called, and she sounded very sad on the phone. And he said, sounded like she'd been crying. And he said, Betty, are you okay? He said, well, he said, can I go to church with you? Whoa, lo and behold, the Lord began to work in her heart. My daughter Lisa called me up one Sunday morning. It's unusual. Not that she would call me, but it was unusual that Sunday morning. Sorry. And she says, Dad, I've got this song on my heart. I really got to sing it. But we don't have the music. You think it'd be okay if I use a tape? I said, if the Lord put that on your heart, you go right ahead. It was The River. Come on, brother. Step on in, like little children do. And that morning, two sisters, I believe one of them was Sarah Bradley, and the other was Sister Betty. We were the last ones leaving the service that morning. She was in the lobby waiting for Vince to pull the car around. And Kath and I stopped to talk to her, and she said, Brother Ron, says the Lord is dealing with me about taking the water baptism. I said, well, when you're ready, I said, you let me know. We're going to baptize you. It wasn't 6 weeks later, she made a decision. Lord, I want to take the water baptism. What does answered prayer look like? Oh, praise the Lord. Our brother Vince served the Lord, was coming to church as a young man. Got away from God, got married, family, out from the Lord. God never got away from him. But the kind of person he is, I don't want to embarrass him, but his parents were up in age and couldn't drive, couldn't come to service. And he volunteered and said, Mom and Dad, I'll take you to church. Knowing how tough it would be to come back to the service after being gone so long. Oh, lo and behold, the Lord began to work in his heart. The Lord began to just touch him. And several years later, the Lord baptized him with the Holy Ghost. Sister Michelle, I believe Sister Cindy, were praying around him, if I remember, back in the auditorium, the fellowship hall. Oh, praise the Lord. Think of our brother Mel. As a teenager, had a problem, stomach pain in his side, and took him to the doctor. And I don't know if it was the doctor that was incompetent or they just didn't have the techniques in those days. Doctor says, you got appendicitis. It's going to burst and you're going to die. Just as plain as simple like that. And he says, well, doc, I'm going to go home if that's the case. He was laying there at night. He had already been prayed for now. And he heard something pop. But he fell asleep and woke up the next morning. Was okay. Well, that's not right. What about peritonitis? And what about the infection? How did that happen? Well, how do you know that's true? Well, he had a gallbladder operation, I believe, many years later. And they found this shriveled up appendix. God had healed him. God had delivered him through that. Praise God. Remember Sister Karen and Brother Dan's son, Andrew, diagnosed with leukemia. First we heard had a large tumor in his chest. And the church prayed. And the church prayed. And I remember Brother Dan testifying, many of the children, young people that going through treatment with Andrew didn't make it. But thank God he's alive today, raising a beautiful family. Oh, praise the Lord. What does answered prayer look like? I think of our Sister Patty, Brother Steve's sister, Brother Vince's wife, developed a serious infection in her back. I think it was around 2012, if I'm not mistaken. It was the same thing. You remember the county supervisor, some of you young folks won't mention, but his name was Buzz Westfold. He died of the same thing the same year. An infection that eventually took him. And we prayed, and every time we went to pray for him, we felt the presence of God. Brother Mel, Brother Dino, and I went to pray for him, and we just felt for her, and we felt the power of God, and every time we prayed, she got worse. But we persisted. The church was praying. And God healed her and gave her 14 more years. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Think of my wife. Right around the time her mom passed away, she's having problems, which she thought was some kind of dermatitis on one of her breasts. Went to the doctor and thought it was something insignificant and checked it, cauterized it. Nothing got better. Says, look, we better take a biopsy. Well, lo and behold, it came back. It was a very rare cancer. A cancer that normally doesn't expose itself until it's too late. A cancer that works in the body and doesn't come out on the surface until it's too far gone. And we went to the oncologist the first meeting after hearing the news. He says it's an aggressive cancer. And it went from just radiation to radiation and chemo. And as we were leaving that office, I'll never forget, he spoke the words. He says, don't worry. Listen to this. We are going to heal you. I believe the Lord put a word in his mouth. What doctor talks like that? Well, we're going to try the best. We're going to use the best this and best that. And we're going to, no, we are going to heal you. I told her, I said, I felt the Lord was speaking to us. And sure enough, it was 15 years ago. The Lord has delivered and healed her. Thank you, Jesus. Think of my son. Raised in a godly home, just like his sisters, got away from God. As he got older, he called us many times, crying on the phone, came over, we prayed with him. Dad, Mom, I don't want to be like I am. Drugs and alcohol and smoking, I don't want to be like I am. I want to change. We prayed. And we prayed. And one night, Sunday night, right there in that aisle, the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Think of my granddaughter, Ronnie. When Lisa was pregnant with her, they came back from the doctors one day and they saw the, I don't know if it was ultrasound or x-rays, and the baby had a lot of problems. Two stomachs, other things were wrong. He said, Dad, we saw the pictures. We saw them ourselves. We said, we're going to pray. And we prayed. And God was faithful. Praise the Lord. She came out just missing a thumb. But she plays the piano and sings. Has two beautiful sisters. Oh, little Olivia, our prayer warrior. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What does answered prayer look like this morning? What does an answered prayer look like this morning? Oh, praise Lord. I was talking to Sister Rochelle. I remember her mom, Sister Louise, was in the hospital and was not in good shape. Couldn't come to. A nurse shows up and begins to look at her medications and look what they were treating her. And she calls the doctor and says, "Doctor, you got to take her off this medicine." And sure enough, they did. They took her off and she recovered. And they went back to thank the nurse. They couldn't find her. They searched the hospital. They searched the roster. They couldn't find her. Oh, my God. My brother and sister, don't minimize what God can do. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. It was like a reel that was going in my head as the Lord was speaking to me. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, lift our faith this morning. Praise God. One last example, my cousin Gary, after he lost his father at a young age, got bitter and disillusioned and went away from God. Very successful in his business, but something in his heart was telling him, "You're not right." And one of his passions was gospel music. And finally, one day, working in his garden, the Lord brought to memory the song, "He Touched Me." Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of sin and care, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. In 1995, he started coming back to church. 3 years later, the Lord called him home. But the Lord restored him. In his mercy. What does answered prayer look like? I say to you and to myself this morning, you may be getting discouraged at times praying for God to work and God to move. The things that you want to see, you don't see. And not everything's perfect. In spite of all the miracles that I just recited, all the things God has done, we're still not where we want to be and what we want to see. I want the Lord to restore. I want the Lord to bring back. I want the Lord to use people for the glory of God. I want to see his power moving in the church. But he's saying to me and saying to you, do you trust me? Will you hold on to my promises? Would you believe my word? Oh, praise God. I'm going to close. Brother, sister, would you come forward with this verse in Isaiah? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth faith. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Encourage us this morning, Lord. Help us to remember what you have done. Oh, my God. Hasn't he not done miracles? Oh, my God. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May our faith be lifted to the heavens. God is going to do what he promised. He cannot fail this morning. Brother and sister, hold on. Hold on. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?